Hey, everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 174. We're down a man today. Traffic got in the way.
Dave's not here,
he
man.
He couldn't get here, so he called.
Dave was killed in traffic?
No, what? He got tied up in traffic and knew it was
by who? They would do that to
they just tied him to the road.
See, and this is why he gets letters, because you guys
miss
reporting
things. Where's Dudley Do-Right?
So Dave's not coming, so it's just us. So it's me, Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Josh.
Pat.
Adam.
Okay. So it'll be a little, you know, more somber, not as exciting, you know, with the excitement Dave normally brings to the
Dave
show.
Brings the energy.
He does. He yeah. does. So
I don't
I
know
apologize.
What we're doing at this podcast.
Neither do I, because I got a hockey game I want to watch starting in half an hour. But I'll be nice.
Let's go.
Don't worry, Tampa won without you.
This is how the last podcast started.
If he cries at the table,
that'll be something to say.
That's true.
Sorry, but...
Continue, Josh.
I did ask Siri who she favors, and she said the Blackhawks.
Okay, good. Thank you, Siri.
Really?
Yeah, even though...
Did she do that?
She looks at Vegas odds, I think.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but 81% of the time when it's tied 1-1...
Who do you think
1-1?
Will win the Stanley Cup?
The Lightning faced the Blackhawks in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals at 8 p.m.
Yes, we know who's playing.
Who do you think will win the Stanley Cup?
Lightning faced the Blackhawks in Game 4.
You're failing us, Suri!
It worked earlier.
Don't make her mad.
Ask her Marvel versus DC.
We lost every listener.
Yeah, but I didn't do it. You're the one talking to Siri. I'm just saying.
Because you got excited about who was...
I am. I'm very excited.
But if the series is tied 1-1, 80% of the time... No, if it's tied 1-1, the team that wins Game 3 wins the cup 81% of the time.
Wow.
That was one of the stats they were saying.
But the team that wins the first game wins 77% of the time or some ridiculous... Silly numbers. So,
silly numbers.
So now it's no longer hockey talk. Sorry, Adam. Please stop.
All right, defendant, what's up?
Yeah.
I got
upset today.
A couple weeks ago, we were talking about Wally Wood's estate going against the Daredevil TV show for credit, and I commented on that, and... The estate has sent me a letter telling me how I was wrong. So I haven't quite addressed it yet, but I will. So, Pat's news. Try not to get me sued, please, sir.
Okay. Well, I might want to skip the first piece thing, because it's going to be controversial.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Twix ads?
No, not Twix ads.
Mary Sue?
Not Mary Sue.
Okay.
Marvel is going to reset their line.
What? Who saw that coming? I didn't see that coming.
No, we're not going to do that.
It's not a reboot.
They're all going back. Well, I know that. Everybody knows that.
It's not a reboot, even though it is all new and all different.
All new number ones, and a new Hulk, a new Wolverine, and a new Spider-Man who's going to be Miles Morales.
They need a new branding.
I doubt it.
I'm getting tired of all new
Spider-Gwen
spinoffs. Like, the all new thing has been going for a while, the now thing, the different...
All new, all different now.
Different. All new, all special now, part 4.
I really thought they'd go with, you know, new Marvel and new.
With the two dots over the U?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be metal.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Sorry. There was nothing on TV last night, and I was flipping around, and an independent film channel had Fast Times at Ridgemont High on, so I kind of put it on and relived.
Did you order pizza?
No. I did put on side 2 of Led Zeppelin 4, though.
Oh, okay. Well,
are you saying that he is older Spicoli?
I could see that. Yeah, a little bit. It's aged him horribly.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Of all the things we've said,
you only say it because you can see what Sean Penn looks like now.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Speaking of aged horribly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying it as if, like, Colin and Sean Penn looked the exact same at one point in their lives. And at that point, it branched out.
You know, this is why he gets letters from lawyers.
Dear Pittsburgh Comic.
Am I going to have to edit this now?
Next week, I'll have a letter from Sean Penn.
Sean Penn is very upset about how you compare him. His amazing looks feel. That's what they're going to
Man, horrible.
terrible.
Jeez. Sean Penn is not, nor has Sean he ever Penn. Been your twin.
Yes. Nor does he want to be.
Let's see.
Man. Sean Penn's estate is harsh. Well, estate, I guess it's just...
See, I thought he just handled everything by punching things. That's normally how... So
earbuds were gone.
If Sean Penn comes here, Colin, run.
I mean, he was married to Claire Underwood for a while.
Who?
Claire Underwood, House of Cards. Robin Ray Penn.
Yeah, and Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very interesting.
So, anyway.
Toronto.
Yeah, so there's going to be a new Hulk, a new Wolverine, and the new Spider-Man. And I guess Wolverine's going to become a woman.
Yeah, they are.
Well,
it looks like
yeah.
it was X-23.
X-23.
That's what I, yeah, that's what I figured.
But they said it's shocking.
They came around and said it.
Oh, did they? Okay,
me and Colin were talking about before they said it, like, they were like, it's a shocking, like, reveal. It's just like, we see her. It's her.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, right, and, it, like, that's not shocking. It's, she's a Wolverine clone. I mean, that's...
Unless they get... You know, different.
They said two versions of Wolverine, so Old Man Logan is carrying over too.
Yeah, because Old Man Logan is on their poster for All New, All Different. Yeah.
What's he going to do there, though? Like, are they going to have, like, an Old Man Logan? Yeah, so he's just going to be like, well, I have nothing to do.
Argue over bills and diners.
I think that's all it's going to be.
Take a bunch of pills.
I mean, without him being in a post-apocalyptic world, like, what's the point?
Anger the estates of comic writers.
Talk about how things were in his
That's
day.
That's not Old Man Logan. It's Old Man Colin.
Okay, moving on.
That'd be nice. Like, give him and a then, place to
are they changing Spider-Man?
That was one of the ones that they said it was going to be a new Spider-Man. Yeah. I just assumed it would be Miles Morales.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. Oh. Well, I thought both of them. Like one had, there were two images that they released with a bunch of characters.
Yeah.
Didn't one have regular Spider-Man on, the other one had Miles Morales?
No, they were both on the same poster.
But on opposite sides.
But it's not...
So there were two.
But it's not... Well, it maybe I just didn't see it right. But it didn't look like what we consider the... It was more the Otto Octavius kind of darker, more muted tone suit than, like, the bright Peter Parker style suit.
Here's still soon to be doing a... brand new Spider-Man again.
Yeah. Well, part of my problem is that we saw Miles in that the Free Comic Book Day book. Mm-hmm. So yes. When they're saying it's going to be an all-new Spider-Man, well, we already knew he was going to be there. So that's what leads me to believe it's yet another. Because we only have 8 Spider-Women, so we need to get caught up on the men's side. So
like, people weren't loving Amazing.
I don't think it matters to anybody. If we catch up on the men's side, nobody's going to fight that.
And the rumor
is that
Ultimate...
Of the X-Men? Yeah, he's been out for a while.
Alternate Reed Richards is going to be Hulk.
I thought it was going to be Amadeus Cho.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cho.
That's what they said.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Rich Johnson.
Who, where, yeah. Oh. And, you know, he's the source of everything correct.
He is. So. I don't know. Colin got that letter.
What's that?
Nothing.
Anybody hear something?
Scolding me if you can
see
it. He
does that to us if something comes on, so we got to go back at it.
Yeah. My one problem, especially the first poster, was on the far left was Agent Coulson.
Yeah.
And I'm going, yes, I know he's in the books, but is he really in the books? You know, is that really even a factor?
You would prefer having Sky there.
Well, no, but why would you make him the focus of the marketing campaign?
Right. So. And then one of the posters had Inhuman Inferno. Does anybody care about Inferno and Karnak and... Medusa, and it's like they're just forcing...
Was Karnak the guy that looked like Dr. Doom?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just forcing Inhumans on people.
And then Iron Man on both posters.
Yeah, well, because Bendis is doing Iron Man. That's all I've been seeing lately. Yeah. That was the point of my post last week, was why in the world are they promoting this? We just got issue 3 of 8 of Secret Wars out.
It kind of fits into what I'm reading with Ultimate because, like, Iron Man is, like, the player in this. And then this is rated, so I think they're going to transition out of this
book. I understand what you're saying with that, but I don't necessarily agree with you.
My concern is it's 4 months away. It's not going to be in previews until August.
Yeah.
So I can't order anything. I can't answer any
questions.
No, I
get that, but I mean, I still... Anyone that's gonna buy into Secret Wars is already doing it, or they're not doing it.
Right, but we still have half the number ones aren't even out yet.
Yeah.
And everybody's still wondering about those.
Promote those new number ones.
No, but they don't. They're already on to all new, all different.
Saying, like,
that's what I'm saying.
They should promote those number ones, but at the same time, they need to also start to build hype for what's coming down.
But not yet.
Do
it's
they think
too
that,
early.
Do they? Do you think that they think that they're already taken care of? Like,
I think
their
they're
sales
internally
part of what
they're done
sell?
With Secret Wars.
Yeah.
And they're moving
so
ahead.
So marketing has already told you buy it, so they're thinking everybody's going to stick with what we said. And then by that time, okay, now we need to get on our new thing so they know, like, to get onto
it. It's the same marketing they do for anyone does for movies.
I can't say it didn't work with Secret Wars, though, because, like, with Secret Wars, I feel like people are coming in and buying.
But look at a movie. They advertise movies for 2 years in advance, and then the second the movie comes out, advertising stops.
Yeah.
What? No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
No, for the first couple of weeks they continue to run it. They do because they do, and I'll tell you why. Because then they'll run the number one movie in the country is
maybe
whatever.
For the first week, but after that, when is the last time you saw an Avengers television ad? Not since the first week it came out.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, possibly.
As soon as the first few days of the first week, we'll say like number one movie in America. But then after that, unless like maybe a month down the road, they might have a random commercial that says that. But,
okay, yeah.
But it.
No, you're right. It does. And it's not a Marvel thing. It's just
an industry thing.
Yeah.
Because they figure once it's out, either nobody or you don't, you're going to go going on.
Right.
They've already like drilled
dedicate
it into
dollars to the next thing.
That it's in you, you're going to go do it.
Yeah.
You know? Why worry about it? What's already out? It's done. Mission accomplished. Yeah. You know?
But, you know, this isn't a medium where you see TV commercials for the product all the time. So, you know, some kind of push here would make sense, and you don't get that. You know, maybe they'll have a launch party for it where you smash pizzas together or something like that.
I think they also, though, maybe unfairly take for granted the fact they have their retailers there that are going to push it for them. Like, maybe they just think, well, the retailers want to sell these books. We've advertised leading up to it. Now it's started. People that want it are already buying into it. The other books are coming out. The retailers will tell people about it. Maybe.
But, you know, if you don't know about it or if it up to this point doesn't make sense, that, you know, it's hard for a retailer to know. Because, you know, reading the first two issues, I had no idea what the hell it was about, and I read the first two issues.
Oh, yeah.
The third one cleared a whole lot up, so I have to say that. But
that's an issue.
I'd be kind of curious with him, though, whenever he gets back over here, about like how the books itself, like, how are they selling, like the minis, compared to what was going on with conversions, and how they advertise.
He said conversions wasn't doing that well.
Well, it didn't seem like it. I don't know. Like, it seems like what you have, Colin, for, like, as these mini series for the Secret Wars stuff, are they?
Yeah.
Are there people coming in pretty steadily coming in looking for?
Yeah,
like those minis.
People. Well, it's funny. I was just doing my orders for a lot of the number twos yesterday. See you, Jeff. And I was really surprised when I saw how poorly the X ones had done, because I thought those were doing, you know, would be the bigger ones, the Days of Future Past or Years of Future Past, mm-hmm, and Extinction Agenda. And I looked like Extinction Agenda number one, I sold like 10 copies of. I was like, wow. I thought, you know, being that was, you know, the event of the 90s, or one of them, but, you know, that I wasn't real familiar with, but figuring other people were. But man, nobody was real interested in that. Old Man Logan's done well. Planet Hulk's done well. It's tough to tell. Like, the Ultimate End, I sold out of number one, but I was only selling like 12 copies of Ultimate Spider-Man, so I didn't really know where to go with that, because it wasn't, you know, in big demand, you know. So yeah, but I mean, it's doing well. I'm happy to sell out. Like, I was going to take down the Convergence display and replace it with Secret Wars, but a lot of the books I don't even have. So
do you
think
their advertising, though, helps with that, of how they drill it into you, like, so long back, though? And then they get it to you, and then once it's done, they're on to the next thing.
See, I mean, like, when you think, like, this one, it started in January. Yeah. Well, is there still excitement now from the push they did in January?
See, for me,
that
it isn't.
I
don't think for me it is.
But like, in January, we were all ridiculing it anyway, because, one, they waited. It was way too early to be doing it.
Yeah.
And, two, you were doing it without giving out any information.
Yeah.
And that it was more confusing than
it. That's kind of how I look at this, where they're saying it's going to be all new number ones. They're all going to be 8 months, pushed ahead 8 months. And they're going to have big WTF moments. kind of like what DC did a while back. And it's like, okay, well, wait a minute. You're jumping ahead 8 months. Well, DC jumped ahead a year after Infinite Crisis. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, we've seen this before. So,
what's your new twist on it? Why should I spend my money? Yeah.
That's kind of the thing. And yeah. With it, nice there shot. Isn't really. I mean, even the marketing itself, like, is the same marketing that they've been
well,
doing.
Well, we've
for
only
a while.
Seen
all
so
new,
yeah.
All different, all now, you know.
All new,
it's
different
all the same.
Now.
There's nothing
Part
really
three,
that's.
The return.
What in their advertising is really making you think that it's different? Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't see anything.
New creators on different titles. Well, we only know the Iron Man so far.
Okay.
You're excited about that, Bendis?
And to
Iron
me,
Man?
the advertising...
Bendis, there's very few books I'm excited for.
Is Bendis going to retcon the whole Tony Stark is not really a Stark? Because I stopped reading specifically because of that.
I did see him saying it's something about him meeting his parents. That was his first story arc. His real parents.
Okay, so they're going to continue with him not being Howard Stark's son.
Right.
If despite the fact he looks like
if he's
him,
not the
acts
ultimate
like
one.
Him...
By the end
no,
of
he
this.
Doesn't. He looks like Robert Downey Jr. What are you talking
Tony
about?
Tony Stark from the past is going to come into the future. And
right.
Stuck there.
Tony's
it's funny,
the
they already
past?
Did. Does anybody remember The Crossing? Where Tony Stark had turned evil in the present, so they went into the past and got a teenage.
Oh, and it, like, killed
Tony
him.
Stark to come up
I
and kill
that.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, that's been done.
Was that Fraction?
No, that was a long time ago.
I remember something like that.
That was, like, around Heroes Reborn time.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. So far, what they've showed us hasn't sold me on any of it. Like, none of the characters really that, you know, still they give me some, like, what's this going to be about?
It doesn't seem all new, all different to me.
Yeah.
It seems like, you have a couple changes, like X-23 is going to be Wolverine.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, we don't know, because it's supposed to be a shocker.
It's nothing groundbreaking. It's nothing that warrants an all new, all different, big... event, you know, reset, not reset, but relaunch.
It didn't.
It just, it doesn't
make I don't
sense.
Know if I'm using the right word, but I feel like it seemed kind of cheap. The whole thing didn't seem very, it seemed just kind of thrown out on a white piece of paper with a bunch of, like, clip art characters all over the place. Like, and none of them sold me. Like, seeing Coulson there, and I was like, oh, yeah, he's in there, the movies. Oh, yeah, and humans are there because of the movies. It's starting to not feel like...
It's Marvel Studios.
Yeah. It seems like it was slowly creeping in.
I don't
even
know if
really
I feel that.
Now.
I guess my biggest question is, like, why? What's
oh,
the focus?
Oh, and don't forget Red Wolf, the Native American character.
Like, DC...
Yeah, that's the other thing.
DC
everything
just,
has to be very
launched all
politically
these books.
Chief.
DC's launching all these books this month, but they came out and said why they're doing it. Like, they want to diversify their line. They want to, you know... put out books for everyone and try and make it so it's not all
right,
the
but
same.
I gotta wonder about that. So when DC did that, and we've talked about this before, each book seems to have a little bit different style, mm-hmm. not only in the way it's written, but the art style. It's not all house art style, all that. Is Marvel going to do that, or is
well,
it all
I think Marvel
be
has been doing that, and I think that's kind of what they're trying to go for.
Okay.
But where, like, the Ms. Marvel didn't look like Captain Marvel.
But that's why I feel
and
like
Elektra
why,
got a lot of buzz.
Why suddenly now, if you just did that, do it again? Like, what? Why after 5 issues, cancel Spider-Gwen
oh,
and then...
Oh, come on, don't...
Oh, sorry.
You stole his thunder.
Sorry.
You're like...
No, but, no. Yeah, well, I'm going to take it back right now. But, yeah, Spider-Gwen has a lot of people in, you know, that didn't read Spider books reading that. And issue 5 just came out today. And at the end it says, to be concluded. And then you turn
continued.
And then you turn the page. And on the editorial
like
thing, it says, this is the last issue of Spider-Gwen. And it was just like...
And it's buried in there. So
yeah,
someone,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's yes,
who,
there's going to be... Well, because you look at the... To be continued.
Know. Yeah.
That happens to me a lot. It's great when we're putting the books out, or especially when we're putting the new tags out. It's like, I forgot to make a hole for something. Oh, well, I pulled it because it looked like it was the end.
9 months.
Or I leave something on the shelf because it says to be continued. What was it? The Spider. I don't think we've seen an issue in a year, but at the end it says to be continued. So people aren't going to know, unless you read the little editorial page that most people don't, that was the last issue. But why would you go 5 issues and then relaunch with a new number one? You know, I remember when I was complaining about this before, I had a lot of people saying, well, you know, it should be more like TV shows, and, you know, do a year and then start with a new number one, but, like seasons. Well, I don't like that at all.
No, but it's even worse. Okay, but why did you not hold off those four or five titles that you just started and got their five issues until after, launch them after Secret Wars?
Yeah, because we thought when they weren't tying into Secret Wars that and Squirrel Girl and Spider-Woman were all just going to be continuing. Yeah. And now, well, I don't know what's going on with Squirrel Girl, because this was a surprise ending.
Books are going to surprise end.
Yeah, Thor ended at 8. It's like, why would you do that? I had a lot of people in just on Thor, and now you're stopping it.
Yeah, Ant-Man ended.
And for several months.
That was another...
Oh, did Ant-Man ended? I didn't know that. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
This is so stupid.
Yeah. Doing.
Why bother launching these books then before this
because
event?
I don't think there was very good communication going on between like who was making
and not telling us that they were miniseries. Yeah. You know, five-issue miniseries.
DC gets all this flack, and not to like just be defending
that's
DC and harping on Marvel, but DC gets all this flack for too much editorial involvement. Well, maybe Marvel needs more then. Yeah. If
that's what I've said.
Yeah, you've said that for a while.
Because like it seems like they're lax on it. Where Marvel has,
maybe that's why we have Marvel books that are constantly slipping past their deadlines and everything's getting backed up. Maybe that's why. Things don't make sense.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just.
I was just saying, like they had all that hoopla about Spider-Man, the new number one, and it made it 16 whole issues, and then we'll get another number one.
Wow.
Will new Amazing Spider-Man number one have
it's
same
up to,
hoopla?
It's up to 18.
Are they all getting?
No, you're up to 18.1. The main book only made it to 16.
No,
oh, did it?
To 18.
Okay, 18. Still,
because it actually says right in there that Spiral at 18.1 says this takes place before 18.
There were 18 subpar issues, but there were 18 of them.
There were a couple that were halfway decent. The first four or five were horrible.
Every single one that had Black Cat in it was bad.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I should go grab Silk and see if that's the last one.
I have
probably
already.
Is.
Okay.
Okay, so moving on to bashing Marvel, but still bashing Marvel, was not only are the Secret War titles all slipping, but now the Star Wars titles are slipping as well.
Check out the Hollywood Reporter. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, do that part.
Yeah. So the writer for the Hollywood Reporter emailed me, asking about my take on the what the delays will do. And
next issue.
Okay. And so I basically answered it, and I thought I was just going to be like one of 10 retailers quoted, and I was the only one. So that was kind of cool. So
no, there was one other one in there.
I thought it was like a fan or something.
No, from another dimension or something
like
that. Yeah, something like that.
But, so do a search on Hollywood Reporter and Secret Wars, and you'll find me in national media.
The editorial here also makes it sound like Silk is continuing for a while.
Okay.
That's why that Spider-Gwen was so... I didn't even realize that. I was reading online, and somebody was complaining. I'm like, what?
I may go back and buy the last two issues now that it'll make a complete...
Since you gave up at three?
Series.
Yeah, if it's only two...
I think we bought one through three.
Yeah. Does like Silk even make any difference anymore? Because with all the Secret Wars,
I just remembered it had Black Cat on the cover.
This would be the first one that has come out during Secret Wars, so we'll see. But I doubt it. It's
I don't know.
Some DC news.
What
jerks? They're horrible. What did they screw up?
They didn't screw up anything. But
to dig at DC a little bit, I'm very happy Convergence is over. It was nice to have normal DC books back
again. That's true.
Last week.
Yes.
I agree.
And
not just normal. How about outstanding?
Yeah.
Outstanding books. There's still some on the shelves here. Come on down and pick them up.
Not many. I don't have any of the regular cover.
Suckers, you missed out.
Yep.
You can change it all over.
They're not going to have a September event this year, though.
Nope.
Which is kind of bad.
Well,
but they said something really big is going to happen in October.
Oh.
I wonder why they're doing it in October.
I don't want to speculate.
Well, someone else is doing something in October.
No,
because
see, if we speculate, then you get letters from lawyers, so we're not going to speculate.
True, no more speculation.
DC likes him, though.
They do. I do need to email Stuart and ask why they changed their paper quality.
Mm-hmm.
I will. Yeah. Well, and I'm sure the answer I'll get, I don't know.
Because it's cheaper.
I really enjoyed the $4 books having that. Yeah.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
That's the bad thing about DC. The $4 books don't have the nice cover anymore.
Well, Justice League did last week.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Maybe it was a mistake.
Batman didn't.
Today.
They're not allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
They need to have a Twix. Oh, no, that's a Snickers.
Hey.
Nicholas Shea comes walking in the door right now. Two of them. One from there, one from there.
One using the front door, one going the back.
Yeah.
We're getting attacked by boy bands.
I did enjoy Greg Capullo posted on Twitter today a picture of the ad going, I really had to change up my style for this part. That's kind of funny. Made me smile.
So, two things kind of TV movie related. Something that was reported before, but for some reason is making the rounds again, is that Marvel is not going to be... Well, Marvel Studios will not be at Comic-Con. And of course the thing was...
Because Colin's going to be there.
Yeah, that's what it is. No, it was, well, they're afraid of what DC is going to do because of the Batman, Superman, and Suicide Squad. Here's my take on this. A week before Comic-Con, Ant-Man comes out. Civil War just started filming. They're not going to have anything to show. So why would they make a big presentation there with really nothing to put out?
Star Wars.
But that's not Marvel Studio. No, they were there last year.
Were they?
Yeah.
I thought they left.
No, because remember, that was when we found out that Josh Brolin was going to be... remember he walked on stage with the big Infinity Gauntlet?
No, I thought that was two years ago.
I thought it was last year.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about with Disney, because they have their Disney convention.
D23 is every other year, and I think it's this year. And that's my guess, is that's probably where they're going to end up showing something.
They want to announce it all there.
But that's just it. I mean, they're already got movies announced up through 2019.
That's why.
Maybe
the lawsuit says they can't be in the same place. <Yeah. laughs>
It's not a lawsuit. Don't say that or I'll get another letter. and then finally, Crazy Shane, John Bernthal, is going to be the Punisher in Daredevil Season 2, which I thought was excellent casting.
It was very inspired casting.
And, you know, like you said earlier, not who I would have thought of at first.
Never would have guessed. But,
After it was announced, that works.
I still do like Thomas Jane Punisher, though.
Yeah,
I like Thomas Jane Punisher. But you know what? I like Ray Stevenson Punisher, too.
I didn't see that movie.
I didn't like that.
If you take the movie seriously, it's not a good movie. If you take it as, okay, it's just a reason to cause a lot of blood and damage, it's a fun movie.
Do you know he had a career as an interior decorator?
No.
Yeah.
Volstagg was an interior decorator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could see that.
Titus Polo from Rome.
This is why we're canceling Pat's News. You're not coming up with facts like
that. Well, yeah. I'm just not, interior decorator. I'm not tied
Go
into
on,
the
Josh.
Interior decorating like the way Josh is.
I better fact check my own facts here now. It's been a while.
Wait, well, what's your source? If it's Wikipedia, we can't count that.
If it's cited, you can.
Wikipedia
segment, Josh looks it up on Google.
Josh is Google.
Party time, excellent.
We can't use Google to sue.
Oh, that's right.
That's who you really don't want to mess with.
True.
Disney, Google. You already messed with Disney enough.
Yeah, that's true. So, that's all I got for news.
Okay.
That's it?
There wasn't much news.
That's okay. So I say we jump to books, because I do have a hockey game I want to get to.
You're watching it right now.
I am watching it right now, but it's not quite the same. Sneaking peeks on my phone. I want to watch on the big screen, you know, scaring my family.
That's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
You're going to wear the Harley Quinn mask and watch the game?
No, just my yelling.
His mask he wears all the time scares someone up.
This isn't my real
What'd
face.
You read, Pat?
Okay, we'll start off with the worstest comic ever, Bizarro. So, well, you even made an appearance in there.
I am a chupacabra.
Yeah.
Which I'm very
Colin
proud of.
The chupacabra.
Oh. How come you said it like that?
I don't know.
Chupacabra.
Because he doesn't know what
I'm sorry.
It's Colin. Him and worstest comic book store owner ever.
That's why you don't do Pat's News.
That's right.
He knows how to say Trooper Cop.
So I really liked the book. It's not a book to be taken seriously or anything like that. It's just a fun book. And the idea of Jimmy Olsen doing a road trip with Bizarro is just funny.
And Colin.
Yeah, and Colin and Chupacabra.
I was thinking Koopa Troopa. Maybe that's where
Koopa
I was going.
Koopa Troopa. they go and you know, Jimmy's car gets into an accident and he wants to have the car fixed. And Guy dressed up like King Tut wants to sell him a new car, and basically he uses Bizarro as muscle.
Pause.
Hold on. We must
silence.
As a child, Ray Stevenson, as a child, he dreamed to become an actor, but he also thought that dream was impossible. So he pursued his other love, art, and went to art school instead. He was an interior designer with an architectural firm in London. When at 25, he decided to try out acting. So.
And then he became the Punisher.
Fact is a fact.
Very good.
Okay, unpause.
Very good. Unpause.
Play.
He knows all the famous interior decorators. So.
Really?
That's what I figured. Really? So, like I said, I thought it was a pretty funny book. I didn't realize before that it was going to be a one of six. Actually, it starts off as part six.
I did not notice that.
Yeah. Yeah. Bizarro America part six is the first one. Not to be confused with Leonard part six.
It cracks me up.
Yeah. So, that's a little disappointing because I think that this could be amusing. But
it could, but I think also it could get long in the
It could. It just depends on how it's
I think
written,
knowing it's only six almost makes it a little bit easier.
Okay.
Maybe take a little break, come back with something that
Yeah.
The next one I read was Batmite.
Just don't mention he's gray.
This way,
I don't want a lawsuit. We're not getting into that.
The Batmite book read to me like it was a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way or a bad way?
No, in a good way, but like just the way he acted and the way even the drawing style was very reminiscent of what would have been Looney Tunes. And again, you know, not a real serious book, but it was a decent book. That's another one that's going to be a six-issue mini. Amazing Spider-Man, it was the next part of Spiral. And it was Spider-Man and Wrath are trying to stop a jailbreak. The Black Cat was going to break Tombstone and Hammerhead out of jail to gain their loyalty and then basically create an army by having their men be loyal to her through Hammerhead and Tombstone. Yeah, I think that this story is better than what's running in the main book.
I'm not sure how I feel about this Black Cat stuff, but he's a lot better of a writer.
But it's not too bad in here. It's not too heavy-handed. And it's not, like
she almost seemed campy in how he wrote her at the like, almost like the Batman 66, where she was, like, out of nowhere, like, a criminal, like, mastermind.
Yeah.
I haven't been picking up the point ones. But I've heard a lot of other people say what you're saying, that it's been better than the main book.
Yeah, it has.
A classic writer to it.
Yeah. Darth Vader.
I loved it.
I thought that
was Darth Vader.
Yeah, I thought that was really good. This book is a good segue to what happened, you know, between movies, which is good. It was a big fight scene and it referenced back to General Grievous because one of the abominations was essentially a General Grievous clone.
Yeah. He was a badass.
Yeah. He was one of the better and, you know, parts of that movie.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the El Calamari guy who was in the Grievous suit?
Yeah, because he had, you know, he had the multiple lightsabers, multiple arms.
And they mentioned that. They mentioned the whole the whole idea of Grievous was behind the it was basically a segue into what Darth Vader, how they were experimenting with robotics with humans. And he was some sort of, how they pictured him in the stories was he was like this big general on some planet who was a big military leader. He had the same problems, and then they built him around that suit. I thought that was a cool ad.
Yeah.
You know, I really did. And it wasn't just too over the top. Like, as we've been saying a lot about the main Star Wars book, which we'll get to, I'm sure,
that it's too much of, oh, you know, mentioning things and mentioning lines that have been used in the book, where this
no,
was
this
kind
was
of a cool
like,
throwback.
Hey,
that,
this, he was a fan of this guy, so
yeah,
that's what
so
we did.
So we gave him the same armor, which all fit in. So I thought it was done very, very well. It's interesting how they're doing it, because, like, they're using a lot of the story of, you know, there's a master and an apprentice, and then basically he was creating a future apprentice to is where I was taking that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's kind of where I was getting it, too. And you know, there's kind of 2 points to that. One, that's the type of relationship that can very quickly degenerate into a Starscream Megatron or a Destro Cobra Commander.
I think that's where they're destined to fail because of that relationship.
Yeah. But the other thing about it is, if you go back and you look at the original movies, or not the original movies, but the prequel movies, so there's only supposed to be two, a master and an apprentice, but, you know, Count Dooku was around and, you know, at least kind of working in the shadows while Darth Maul was still alive, and so was the other one.
I guess you're allowed to practice the dark side, but until the Sith Lord makes you an apprentice, then there's only one. You can't go any further.
At the time that Maul was an apprentice, Dooku was still.
And what really killed it off in the end was the fact that the Emperor was picked up and thrown, and they both died at the same time because he got electrocuted. Vader got electrocuted.
Yeah.
And then he was thrown into a pit of doom. That's pretty well.
Why did we leave that open pit there?
Why did we leave all these things? Yeah.
Seems to be some kind of construction flaw.
It really is. I never understood. There were in Star Wars. There's a lot of random pits everywhere that fall into oblivion.
That's how Skeletor was killed in the Masters of the Universe.
He was.
Yeah, but he popped back up, and I'll be back. Yeah.
I wonder where they
and
got
he
that.
He wasn't.
From.
He didn't come back. There wasn't a sequel.
What happened?
Actually, no.
We were expecting a
Did
sequel.
You ever seen the Jean-Claude Van Damme movie Cyborg?
Yeah.
That was originally written as a sequel to Masters of the Universe.
Shut up.
Really?
Yes. You can look that one up.
Look it up.
That
fact
was originally
check.
Supposed to be a sequel. And then
you don't fact
changed.
Check Bad's facts.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You might want to check them.
He did give you permission.
Yeah. Green Lantern.
I liked Green Lantern a lot.
I did, too.
I like this new status quo.
I do, too. I don't want to say he's more of a badass, but...
Yeah, because he's always been a badass.
Because the joking was still there with, you know, he the AI and the computer. He was still joking around
with
that.
Banter. He's definitely... He's a renegade in this... I still feel like there's more to it. I feel like, because we still don't know what was said in that conversation between him and the Guardians, right? Before he went AWOL?
No, we don't. We don't know why he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, we know he stole the power glove, but it doesn't seem like he really stole it. Like, there's a reason. It almost seems like someone knew that whatever happened to the core was going to happen, and this was...
So don't have your ring with you.
Yeah, and this was, like, his one chance to, you know, get out of there and...
Yeah, because that conversation's still up in the air, and also that thing that happened to that planet is still up in the air. See, there's definitely more to it. I heard someone say in a different podcast that they get the feeling that he's a bounty hunter now, which I didn't get that feeling from this at all.
No, not at all. Now, when he went to, and it wasn't the war world, but it was like a gladiator.
Yeah.
Are they going by that preview?
Marine.
Yeah.
Because at the preview, he seemed, he was like at a bar, like, but he didn't seem like necessarily a bounty hunter.
Well, in this, he went to this planet where they had these arena fights going on, and... The arena fight was this alien royal and going up against some, you know, large creature. And from the crowd, he, you know, put a construct sword on the guy's hand and helped him survive and then helped break him out.
Yeah.
And then as he broke him out, one of the captors told him some sort of secret, which he found out what the secret was at the end, that the corpse
is gone. Oh, is gone.
Yeah, O is gone.
Although it's Mogo. Yeah.
Mogo's gone.
Because he's part of the core.
Yeah.
So,
but
he takes the guy
he
saved.
The planet's still there. The physical Mogo was still there, but it looked like a dead planet.
I don't think that was Mogo. I think that may have been the remains of Oa.
Okay.
Oa is like a bunch of rocks, though.
No. Dude, this wasn't a rock. This was like...
This was a very damaged planet.
Because Oa is like pieces. Like, it's not fully constructed from last we saw.
Well, this planet we saw, it was mostly intact. There were big chunks.
That's probably Oa.
But that doesn't make sense anyway, because...
His artists aren't going to draw it the same, so...
Well, no. If it's in pieces, and you know, you're getting into physics here, but if it's in pieces, if there's a gravitational center, it'll come back together. If there's not a gravitational center, whatever's the biggest pull... We'll pull it all that way. It wouldn't
pull
just
it
stay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Physics with Pat.
Yeah.
Physics with Pat.
See, I'm not just good for
news. So you lost news, but you get Science Corner.
Science. There you go.
No, Pat's we got Bill Nye for that.
He's retired.
Yeah.
Where do you see Bill Nye?
Yeah, when did Bill Nye get here?
We hired him when we let you go, though.
I preferred Mr. Wizard.
Mm.
He's dead.
He's dead.
What?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Man, this is such
dead.
A bummer podcast, man.
I'm sorry, Josh. Yeah. We had to break that, dude. Bill Nye's still alive.
He's my father.
Bum, bum, bum.
We'll skip the next one for a minute.
Bill Mr. Wizard?
No. Secret Wars. So, I think that this one... explained a lot more because I was kind of lost just reading one and two.
Yeah.
Explain more, but I feel like this has been my least favorite of three so far.
I don't know if it was per se. Like, it drug at the beginning, but the end of the book at least, like, tied
yeah,
up a
with
bunch
the,
of
the rich yeah. reads and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it, like, I still don't understand how Stephen Strange, which appears to be the 616 Stephen Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
He's there. He's been there for, what they say, 8 years with Doom,
yeah.
which is the 616 Doom. Because
uh-huh. They're bad.
Yeah. And then, you know, these other guys are in the raft, and they had been pulled into this. It's kind of like...
I think what they were explaining what happened is that, like, the world ended, and then Doom created it from, like, the beginning of time. So, like, they had a raft that protected them from the end of the universe. So they've been there since the end of the first universe and then brought back to this new Doom universe.
Everything within the raft existed outside of
exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's what they were going at. Now, Doom and Strange were... They were both involved in doing this... God-like thing.
Okay. But this was stuff
God.
That must have been in
it was
New
an,
Avengers.
It was a New Avengers.
Okay, and I wasn't reading New Avengers, so that's
See,
why
but
I
that's
understand.
What Colin was saying before, that New Avengers, like... Thing is, and I said this part, New Avengers should have been the free comic book day book, not that thing where Valeria was, like, talking about absolutely nothing. About
yeah,
building the raft.
I still don't
if
know
you
why.
Would have understand why Doom... How Doom became God. Doom,
yeah, I still don't know that.
That would have been yeah. a nice thing to have for free comic book
yes.
day. That would have sold it to all these people that were not, and they didn't do it. And that's why I said, they're in free comic book day. Really
there was nothing
sucked.
In free comic book day that sold me on Secret
yeah.
Wars. Now, I'm reading
DC gave you Divergence, where they gave you three previews into a book, which seemed really interesting. Whether
yeah.
it was Doom War or Superman or the other one, Batman, they gave you that. That's what free comic book day should be for them. It should be a way of selling the big thing
well,
with some sort of, like, introduction preview. Because if you like that preview, chances are you're going to say, no, I might pick
I'm
this
gonna
up.
I'm going to pick that up, yeah.
You know, and they didn't do that.
Well, that's the thing. So last year when they did Future's End, they did the zero issue of Future's End, and that sold it. Okay, I'm going to go pick this up.
Yeah.
I had already made the decision I was going to read Secret Wars,
yeah.
but their zero issue didn't sell it to me.
No.
No.
It did. Where I think, really, I do. If you go pick up, if he still has them, I don't know if he still has them, but if there's new Avengers issue, you will probably, it'll help you understand the Doom part.
Okay.
It's kind of complicated, but it's because written by Hickman.
Yeah.
But
well, that's just it. How
it
many
gives
issues
you a little
do
bit
I
of an
go
idea
back?
Of
cause I stopped reading. I stopped reading New Avengers at the end of Infinity. So
that's a pretty small book to have the big, you know, thing in to explain why.
Which is why I said it should have been the free comic book.
Yeah,
because you know, but yeah, it's it'll explain because you know he goes with them. It has something to do with Molecule Man, which Molecule Man was big in the last Secret War.
Okay,
but he has to go and like kill Molecule Man all over the time stream because they're a constant.
Okay,
in time for some reason. That's what
but
I didn't
Thor
get.
Isn't.
I guess not. And that's, that is complicated. This Thor thing is very complicated. It doesn't make any sense.
Thor core.
For something that Hickman is writing that he's like, Thor to make such a complex story, and he leaves, like, the Thor, he's not a constant, which he should be.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how Strange goes with him. So Strange, and that explains the Molecule Man statue in the middle of the park and that issue.
Okay.
Because for some reason they owe him everything. For some.
Okay.
But... why.
And finally, Justice League.
Man.
So, holy crap.
That was a good book.
That was probably the best issue of Justice League I've ever read. And I don't just mean like the New 52 run. I mean like ever. That's how you start a story off.
Yeah.
That absolutely, and it was the story, the art, it just grabbed me. I'm like, this is really good. Now, I like the stuff that we saw Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
But even that was more...
It did a good job of setting it up.
It really didn't tell you anything about the story.
Yeah.
But it was interesting enough to say, okay, I kind of see what's going on.
And the last issue really helped, issue 40. With giving you a little bit of, you know, it gave you some excitement for this issue.
Yeah.
And,
you know, and the fact that, you know, in the beginning, a lot of it focused on Miracle Man and you know, him talking about how he was Highfather's son.
Explained everything.
Yeah, because that was, and I think I said this to you, Kyle, I didn't realize that Mr. Miracle was Highfather's son. I thought Orion was, not realizing that Orion was actually Darkseid's son.
Right. That's why he has the ugly face.
But, you know, not having read a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, not reading a lot of the New God stuff, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that was a hard thing about DC before New 52, which was it was hard to get, like... into it because they have such an a long timeline of all the stuff that has happened over the years. So like you not knowing that is just because it's so much in the past.
Yeah. Well, but that's like I read
The New God stuff is on its own, you know.
Well, yeah, because like I've read a lot of the JLA stuff that came out 2006-2007, you know, the Mark Waid stuff, there was a bunch of different people that were on that book. And that had some Mr. Miracle stuff, and Orion showed up, and you know, there was some of that, but not enough to really explain, you know, kind of the background of these characters.
Yeah.
But I thought that did a really good job of just setting up what it is. And it really, you know, how DC doesn't, they just want to tell stories now, and not necessarily worry about the continuity. And what was cool about that was, you know, Batman isn't Batman right now because Batman's missing, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But Batman was there. Superman was there. He has his powers.
Yeah.
You know, the Justice League was there. Hal Jordan was there.
Yeah.
You know, with this ring. So that was, you know, I liked that where you can tell the story you want to tell and not necessarily be wrapped up on, well, this person's here.
And I think the comic book companies have, I think the problem with how we kind of dealt with continuity was because that's how the comic book companies did it. Like, they wrote it as if we needed to be. We're not having to do it that way, where DC is saying, you know, we're not going to worry about it. It doesn't make me care as much as, like, when when at a certain time, like, you were reading stuff and it seemed like it did matter, because it kind of did. They were saying, in some things, it does matter, but this, it doesn't matter, you know? They need to make up their mind and say, you know what? It doesn't totally matter. Like, you could read a Justice League, kind of leave that on its own unless we tie it together into an event or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Do you prefer the looser continuity, or
I don't mind it. Okay. I mean, it doesn't. If it's a norm, if it's the norm, I'm fine with it.
Okay,
that.
So you're fine.
But when it's not the norm, then it gets confusing.
Yeah, whenever they just do whatever's convenient for them at the time.
Yeah, as long as they don't use it as an excuse to write themselves out of corner to lazily write a story, that I don't like. But if it's we really want to use this character, we have a good story using this character.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by all means use it. Yeah. And you know, like I said, I'd love to see more of the Flashpoint stuff. Yeah. Or, you know, even some of the other stuff that I read.
But it doesn't necessarily affect continuity. But it's cool that can exist.
Right.
Like, you can get a book and say, you know, we're going to bring out a Flashpoint book. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it has to tie into Justice League, you know. It doesn't have to.
No.
Well, I think the Superman is the biggest one right now. Yeah, with what's going on in Action 41, there can't be a Superman helping the Justice League right now. Yeah. So,
well, and Batman can't be there either.
Batman can't be, and Green Lantern's a renegade.
Yeah. So there's really.
So but it's nice that they're saying, hey, we want to tell this really cool, awesome Justice League story. Great.
Let's just tell this story. And you can enjoy that story as is. You know, it doesn't necessarily matter. But it also depends on how they write it. Don't write it as if the time matters. You know, and that's sometimes what companies would have done. But
yeah, and that's. The only thing I get caught up on sometimes with things like that is I just want to know. Is this happening before or after?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
But, I mean, it's good that I don't know. It doesn't stop me from wanting to know.
Yeah.
No. But, things don't have to be in continuity to be good.
Well, no,
the Dark Knight Rises was not in continuity. Really good. You know, a lot of that Elseworld stuff was really good.
There's a lot of stuff that we're not picking up that are, you know, that aren't the norm. Like, you know, the Earth One series, which everybody seems to like, it's kind of by itself. You pick it up as a graphic novel by itself. You don't have to worry about anything else. You know, don't make it overly complicated. That's the thing. Like, because that hurts you from getting, like, new people reading this stuff.
The funny thing is, we're saying this, but both companies, DC just did it and Marvel's doing it right now, are going through this thing where they're taking stories that were thought it to be completely like on their own out there, just didn't tie into the universe at all, and kind of bring them into the continuity by saying like, oh, this is a, you know, one of the universes in the multiverse, and this is one of the part of Battle World. And
I think where it hurts Marvel, and not to say that, not necessarily that it hurts them, but Marvel doesn't have a strong multiverse, but they didn't structure their books on a multiverse. DC did.
Yeah.
And it's stronger for that, where it's not as strong for Marvel when they write a story with a multiverse. Because, like, as Colin was saying with Old Man Logan, isn't he a future character, or is it another Earth or something, you know?
Yeah.
What is it? We don't know, because they never really put any focus onto that. So, you know, I don't know how that actually works with them. But.
Isn't it the same with Kingdom Come, though?
Kingdom Come.
Well, that was a possible future type story.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, with Convergence, it was treated like it was different.
Yeah, some of them were.
It was.
Yeah.
But
I think with DC having that multiverse, that structure of a multiverse, they can at least fit it in. Where Marvel, it's just like, well, 6-1, we know 666. We know the weird ultimate number, which
6616.
60, yeah.
Well, we know, 666 is Marvel Zombies.
And we know.
1610 is ultimate. But, you know, and that's fine. I don't mind the multiverse concept, and in some ways it works.
Not to say that it's bad that they're trying to do something. No. That's kind of interesting. Like, I like multiverse stories.
No, but if you take something like Civil
War of that, like we're saying with DC with their continuity, they can bring a book out of Flashpoint. Well, Marvel can bring out an X-Men 92 book. More power to them, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
But if you take Civil War, and this is the example I like to use on this. There were things that happened in Civil War that impacted the rest of the 616 universe. Spider-Man revealed who he was, so they had to undo that, and then, you know, him and Mary Jane aren't married, you know, all that other stuff happened. That had to have happened in 616 because...
Yeah,
that was what happened. And now they're saying, oh, well, no, that was a separate universe.
Well,
if that was a separate universe, then... We knew for years that Mary Jane and Peter Parker were married.
Yeah.
How come that they're not anymore? Like, that's That's because, where it upsets me about continuity.
Because
is
that,
you took it as this is what it was, and you changed things, saying, well, you know, there was an event, this impacted this, and now you're saying, oh, well, it really doesn't matter because it happened on another Earth. Well, if that happened on another Earth, why did you change the characters? Why don't you change them back and say, you know, meanwhile in the 616, here's what was happening.
Because it's not a very good multiverse. Because, because you know, if we had, Civil War, that's not a multiverse. Now, your what-if stories, if they focused on those, that could have been a multiverse like that.
Age of Ultron absolutely was multiverse.
Because where Marvel had what-if, DC had Elseworlds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if they would have said, well, what if Civil War? Okay, I'd understand that is a Civil War. What if Siege? Okay, I'd understand that. But Siege in this title is about a wall. It's not really a multiverse book.
Yeah.
So what, you know, give me, you know, I don't know. It just, if they're going to do it, you know, at least have a better way of doing it, a better structure to it. And I think that's my biggest complaint with Marvel over the years has been structure. They don't have a very good structure to what they're doing. It's just like, right now they think, well, if I throw a number one on it, we're good.
Well, it's respecting your own history.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, even when they did the convergence, DC respected its own history.
Yeah.
You know, they killed off some characters, not right, but they took what had happened in the past and incorporated it into kind of the present without ever saying it never happened.
No, I didn't think some of these, like a lot of these minis, like some of them I liked, a lot of them weren't that good. And they really didn't tie into the past stories very well.
No. And some of them I think were just, you know, to give
fans. But they opened doors.
Service.
I think it opened doors to what they can do now. That, you know, okay, maybe some of these timelines will become Earths or whatever they'll become. So, you know.
Or to reintroduce characters just to see what the reaction is. You know, there's characters, you know, like in World's Finest and there was another one like that, too. You know,
a lot of them that we haven't seen. The Charlton characters and the... even the old question, the previous question before Flashpoint, and you know, just you know, the Red Sun characters. That's an Elseworlds. That's a multiverse. We can consider that. The thing that I've been saying, what Marvel needed to do, and every time they get a chance to do it, they don't do it. Is you have some world altering event. Take that world-altering event and, you know, if you're going to do it 8 months later or whatever, do it. But, like, start thinking of, okay, what books do we need to have? What teams? You know, start thinking out, building a structure of, okay, Avengers are going to be these characters. This works, you know? Give us a start, like a new start. Don't necessarily reboot it, but give us, like, you know, this is Avengers 1. This is the Avengers team. They're going to do this. And don't worry about events for a little while, too. That just derails everything. But give us a start. Yeah. And I don't have that. I don't have an X-Men book right now that I can say, these are the X-Men. I can't do it.
Well, and since Schism, you can't.
No, I can't do it. I can't say, this is the X-Men. What are the X-Men doing? You know, give me something worth being interested in. Don't just, you can't just get me by saying... And, you know, this is just me, too, and I don't know who else is, but, like, you know, when I pick up a Spider-Man book, I'm looking for Spider-Man. I'm looking for Peter Parker. I'm looking for some story from there. You know, just characters. Don't just say, oh, now Iron Man is a squirrel, you know, and I'll be like, what? You know?
Bendis. Iron Man's a squirrel?
Yeah, why not? Because we can. Squirrel. Because something happened, and we can put a number one on
it. They made Thor a frog.
That's not
why
what
not
I'm
make
for.
Him?
I'm not that easily sold. Where, you know, we were just talking online with new number ones, and it's just like, I remember Nick mentioned on there about ones, that the, you know, ever since they restarted with number ones, their sales have went up. I'm like, I guess, but this quality kind of went down because of, you know, what are they giving us? You know, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to go in and say, you're number one. Oh, yeah, you know, put that in there.
Sure they do. You buy two. Forever. Come on, everybody knows. You buy two copies of number one.
That's not sustainable.
No, I don't.
Well, especially the way Marvel does it with the big discounts and incentives on the number one. So you get those false ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just wanting to be impressed more by their books. That's really what it is. I'm looking for story. I'm looking for something new. And don't keep putting all new on it when it's not all new, you know?
Well, because I can't call it same old crap.
You can polish a turd all you want. It's still a turd.
You polish turds?
No, you can polish turds.
It's a phrase, Colin. Get back to your game.
Anyway, I don't know how we got on there from Justice League. So, Josh, would you read?
I don't know how we did either.
Let me bring my list back up. The phone decided to stop waiting for us.
So did Colin.
Batman Beyond.
I read that.
Number one. Did we talk about that already?
Nope.
No.
We talked about it before the podcast.
We talked a little bit.
Yeah. So, I like this quite a bit. It's not the traditional Batman Beyond. So, spoilers, it's not Terry McGinnis.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, Batman Beyond is now Tim Drake. Not current Tim Drake, but 5 years in the future Tim Drake.
Calvin Tim Drake.
He became the Joker. He had the thing on it. Turned him into the Joker. That's the cartoon.
Yeah, but he was fat and old in that one. This is Cal.
How is this working? Explain, Josh.
How is it working?
How is this working?
You have to go back and read Josh's favoriteest miniseries ever.
Can we call it a miniseries? I don't feel like 50 issues is a miniseries.
Okay.
What was it?
Close to 50. Whatever. Round it up.
Maxi series.
Almost 100.
I'm going to sue you for that.
Okay, fine. Get in line.
Me too.
Factually incorrect.
Yeah. So this builds off of the ending of Future's End, which was awful, the ending of Future's End. But this builds off of it. I hated the end of Future's End, and I still bought into this book. So the book can stand on its own.
Did the book itself you enjoyed without the ending leading you into it?
Mm-hmm.
So you were good. Mm-hmm. So it would stand. Okay.
That was good. I think it would stand. I think someone could pick it up. Mm-hmm. They might be confused.
Not really, because if you don't know who Batman Beyond is, in the start doesn't matter.
If they do know who Batman Beyond is, someone said, yeah. Oh, I used to watch this when I was, a kid, and they buy the
book.
That's what I think.
Robo-Apocalypse? What?
People of your age are not going to know who Batman Beyond are.
Yeah.
He had the prehistoric Batman.
He had the one for the beginning of the after Final Crisis. What was that called? Batman: The Return of Bruce Wayne.
Okay,
that one.
So we have Tim Drake, Batman, and he is in Neo Gotham, which did they say? I can't remember that's the only city still.
No, but it might be because it's cloaked or something.
Wait, you read it?
I read it.
He said he read it.
It's essentially Mega City 1.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have ever thought of reading Batman Beyond.
Yeah, he said he went through his big proud stack earlier.
It's cloaked. Yeah. It's the only, and that so was the
main
thing
about it's
hidden
from Brother Eye, which I don't know how you can hide something from Brother Eye.
Very good.
It did explain it in it, though.
Basically, the Jokers were... that's what they were trying to eliminate it because they were like, we shouldn't be secluded, which I was just like,
stupid Jokers.
You're dumb. You're dumb Jokers.
That's why they're
this isn't funny. Get out. I feel like that should be banishment from Gotham.
It should be.
Neo Gotham, I'm sorry.
But the universe, it's not like a straight up, apocalyptic world. I mean, Neo Gotham still seems... It still feels like Neo Gotham. Maybe not quite the same as the show
it
was.
It seems like it's changed even from the timeline of what we saw it from the beginning of Future's End. Because of something... Of what he did, I guess. I don't know how that changed exactly.
Yeah, so it's not quite the same that we saw them...
Yeah. It's still a functioning city, but it's still kind of...
Yeah.
There's nothing going on because there's nothing going in and out.
And I read an interview with Dan Juergens... and is it Bernard Chang?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And they did say that there is a Bruce Wayne there in that future.
Did they mention that in the book?
Not in the story, but in the interview that was in the back of the books last week.
Okay. I saw that, but I didn't read it.
Well, way to go.
Well, no, I mean, I saw the two of them standing there. I don't read all the editorial.
If you had read it, you would have saw that was the last issue of Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
It was a one shot.
So they said there is a Bruce Wayne in that universe, but we don't know exactly.
He's the bad guy.
He's in Wayne Manor. He has a bad heart. And
yeah.
What's cool is
they ran into
that,
Barbara.
Yeah.
At the end of the...
Well, what's interesting about this, they, like the Barbara thing, like they moved Batman Beyond's timeline up to do this. So she's younger. Like this is only so far into the future. It's not that far. Where it was further, where he was an old man.
Yeah,
now
but that doesn't make sense,
maybe.
Because...
I think it's still 35 years
from current
DC. It has to
be, because Terry's brother, and I forget what his brother's
is
name
there
was,
too, yeah.
is there, so
yeah,
it would have had to
have
been.
It's 35 years. But you figure Barbara right now is in her low to mid-20s.
Yeah.
So,
maybe they just
put her in
her 50s.
Yeah, yeah, so she's in her upper...
So, like, she beat Colin's age.
Upper 50s.
He's still around.
60s, yeah.
You going to take that from... Pat.
I am right now.
He's watching his game. So,
if the Lightning were winning, he wouldn't take that.
So they added him.
No score.
They added.
I like the banner
character
between him and Alfred.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I like that
acronym
too.
Alfred, not regular.
They're trying to do a little bit of the Marvel thing with Jarvis.
Yeah,
and, mm-hmm. and it works.
It does.
Like because well,
you
that was the
that
cool
character.
Thing about Batman Beyond because with Batman Beyond it was Bruce all the time through his ear. But in this,
yeah.
no Bruce,
it's
who
Alfred.
Are we going to have talking
yeah.
to him? So,
I feel like we needed a character that knew as much as
yeah.
Tim Drake
yeah.
knew.
I like the jealousy that Matt has
yeah.
For him because he feels like he should have been taken over. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense because
it
of
does.
His age. But he couldn't have done anything. He's too young. To
yeah.
even,
it was,
Sue won't fit him. He has to be so tall. And he's not.
It was... it was fun. There was a lot of action. It's a good like sci-fi Batman book, and it's just it's a different spin on the Batman Beyond mythos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's time travel has already been established in this book, so
it
I'm sure we're going to see
Terry
McGinnis again.
What I feel
point.
Like, what I'd like to see out of this is that they solve the issue, it changes time, and then we do kind of add
put Terry
Batman
back in.
Beyond back into the,
yeah.
a regular future back into. So it's good for everybody. It, it was never added into the main universe
yeah.
of DC. It was kind of always kind of separate.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see what it
yeah.
is.
The only issue I have is still, you know, what we said last week. I think so. Yeah.
They didn't, it seemed like they were vague. Like they were like, she got him here and then she helped escape and then that was it. And they didn't really say death or anything. They were like, she died.
I feel like they implied it. But...
Yeah, it seemed like they implied it, but it was very vague on how they were trying to let us know. But and then Max is there. They mentioned the dad had died.
Well, the dad
that
had died.
Killed.
Yeah. So they mentioned the death before of what happened. And then Wayne Powers was mentioned. So he has been bought out by Powers. Or,
yeah.
Or okay. his partner was Powers.
What was the name of Powers... When he was a villain, it was like...
It was a meltdown.
That's right, yeah.
He was cool, though. I always liked him from the cartoon. He painted... He put on a new skin every day,
yeah.
but the radiation that he had...
It just ate it away.
Just ate it away every day, so he had to keep doing that.
And Powers is the...
Ink's supposed to make an appearance in this pretty
the new,
soon.
Is the company
mm-hmm.
behind the new
mm-hmm.
Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Ah.
Yeah. Intrigue.
What was Powers' first name in that series?
Tyrone.
There you go.
Obadiah
Powers. Pretty well the same character. It's the same character, though, really. But it was good. It really was. I think it fits in for... I think it's perfect, because like it fits in for new readers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Colin can pick up this book and read it and understand something. That sounded insulting.
I don't think you meant that, but it sounded really insulting.
Look at all these pictures.
Yeah. Even Colin at his age can understand that.
I haven't seen words in years.
Why is he sound like he's from the 1920s?
Or a Western.
Yeah. He's some sort of like gold digger or something out there.
How did it do, the book?
Okay. It's hard for me to tell. I need
mines?
To look at the numbers. That was one where in order to qualify for returnability, we had to order equivalent of Batman.
So
which is a
that
lot.
Thing never got resolved, that whole...
It did. It did, actually. On next week's invoice, we started getting our credits, so...
Okay.
It's all resolved. Well, so far, it seems to be resolved.
Thank you, Stuart, right?
Yes. Thank you, Stuart. Although I doubt it was Stuart.
Oh, it was Stuart.
Thank you, other person.
I like Stuart.
Other than Stuart.
So we'll credit Stuart.
Action Comics?
I like that. I like
that was
a lot.
Really good.
I had one problem with it.
What? His haircut.
No, the fact that they referenced Superman, which hasn't been out yet.
Yeah, and they referenced Superman 42 also, not just 41.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minor thing.
Not minor. This is ridiculous. This is an outrage.
Well, it is because it's basically saying you'll find out what happened to Superman in Superman 41. You know, why he's depowered, why...
I thought... No, yeah, we did see... 41 already came out.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, 40. I'm pretty sure it's 41.
Mm-mm. I thought 41 came out.
What do you know?
It would have had to come out last week. All the 41s are in
unless
June.
Superman 41 came out early, I think.
Nope, that was 40, which came out late.
Outrage.
I could have swore because I remember seeing it thinking, wow, why did this one come out so much earlier?
Maybe DC needs to get it under control. I just got to get that out because I just insulted Marvel for the last 10 minutes.
No, but basically,
we had a gentleman's bet on this.
Superman is depowered. He's been outed. So everybody knows that Clark Kent is Superman.
You guys can take this outside. If you
and some Jimmy triggers something to get him to come back to Metropolis. He gives him a signal.
Yeah.
So he's coming back to Metropolis. It was neat. It explained the T-shirt. Basically, he had to buy some clothes on the road, and he figured he might as well wear the Superman T-shirt.
And he was
t-shirt.
Not going to wear it, but then he decided he had another one.
He
and he's like, oh, I better wear this.
Yeah. So that at least you understand why.
I like
see. And apparently, something Superman 41 comes out on June 24th. All right, so let's cool it.
Okay. and there's a reference that he got kicked out of the Fortress of Solitude and it like repossessed his costume or something.
Yeah, because that's how
His costume was.
That's
turning
how it
into,
was in Action Comics.
Yeah,
that was in the preview.
Okay,
yeah.
But well, no, I know it said that in that issue though. So
he was given it by
but like you saw that.
No, he was, when was he given it in Action Comics? He was given the suit. It kind of like went onto him, but I think he was in
that was a while ago.
That was in Grant Morrison's.
Yeah,
was it, or was it in Superman? That's but what, I remember that the origin of the costume.
It was when Brainiac. It was Action because it was when Brainiac he was going up to get the bottle of Metropolis, and it like somehow gave him his suit up there. I don't know.
But didn't he have a new suit now? Anyways,
yeah, it should be the same one.
No, because remember he burned up his suit and he went all
supernova. Yeah, he get a new one.
And you got his
fortress
new...
gives him.
Yeah, maybe the fortress has that power. It's a seamstress.
Yeah,
it has the check from the Incredibles.
Ah, yes, yes.
By the way, it's Garrick Powers, and he was Blight.
Blight?
Yeah, that was his name.
Or I got the name I had.
I
was close.
I like Tyrone or Obadiah better.
Yeah. Tyrone. Obadiah.
Blight. That's
but no, Action was very good. If you're not a big Superman person, I think this might be a Superman book for you.
Yep.
Okay.
It was one of those books that did a good job of showing why he is Superman, like why he is who he is.
But this is part of the truth thing, isn't it?
But
glad you mentioned that because
thank you, Pat. Good segue.
You're welcome.
Greg Pak came out and said that this is not a traditional crossover. You do not have to read all of those books.
Yeah, because that's I mean I'm not a Superman guy, and even if this is a good Superman book, I don't want to read eight Superman books.
No Super Doomed Hell for you, my friend.
Super Doomed Hell.
Yeah.
So I don't have to like get.
You don't have to. You don't have to buy any of the ones.
Well, good.
So each one of those will show like what's going on in that book in relation to this, you know, theme. But they all live independently.
Good. That's how it needs to be.
So
I like it better like that.
Kudos to you, Greg Pak, and friends.
Yeah, friends of the podcast.
One day.
What else you got, Josh?
Green Arrow 41. With
I read Patrick. Good review of it. But
yeah, how was
Zercher
that?
And
it had a creepy Joker cover. That's
it
all I know.
Did have a creepy Joker cover. It was really good.
I like the preview. So
far in the current run of Green Arrow, all I've read has been the Jeff Lemire, Andrea Sorrentino section of it. And this, from what I read, like, it feels like it's tying back in with that, or it has the same feeling of that. It's very dark. The art and the writing are both very dark. It has kind of a horror vibe to it.
Okay.
Which was really good, I thought. The story they're telling, these people are just, you know, disappearing. I mean, they're not disappearing. You see someone's taking them, but the way it's presented is very, like, horror movie-esque.
The preview had, like, something that, like, the guy was...
like kidnapped a waitress or something, wasn't it?
And then yeah, it was like after. A trucker that was a serial killer. Yeah.
This isn't that. Like, this isn't a trucker serial killer. This is some guy, like this pale guy who has clearly some sort of abilities, and it's tied to, or they're saying something with these crows at night. I mean,
it's the crow.
It was just like, it was weird, and I'm trying to think the best way to explain it, but it wasn't fun, but it was a very like suspenseful and.
I've done that.
It was fun the way they were just, you know, ripping people
apart. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not a fun book in terms of some of the other books. Like, even Action had fun moments to it. Like, this, it's a dark, gritty, like, suspenseful book, but I really enjoyed this take on Green Arrow. And I thought the art and the story matched up together perfectly. And the guy that wrote, Benjamin Percy, I think his name is the same guy that did the two-issue arc, that terminal arc in, Detective.
Okay.
Yeah. That was good.
So no, I really enjoyed it. I would recommend if you are wanting to pick up a Green Arrow book, start with that one. Let's see. I read Dead Drop from Valiant, the second issue. So this is a 4-issue miniseries, and each issue focuses on a different character. So the first issue focused on Exo Manowar, and this issue focused on Archer from Archer and Armstrong. The premise of it is, they're trying to chase down these supposed terrorists that have this vial with this virus in it that could eradicate everything living on Earth. But you see there's more to it. Like, the people they think are terrorists may not be the bad guys. And there's a twist with one of the main characters from the Valiant universe, who is kind of like the handler for the Unity team, may not be who he seems to be. My only issue with this book is the way the way they presented Archer didn't feel like the same Archer we had from the Archer and Armstrong book. So Archer, the character, he was this, you know, he was raised in this amusement park by the, you know, this senator and his wife, I think he was the senator, and they had all these kids that were adopted, and they were essentially part of a cult, and this religious cult, and they sent him off to murder Armstrong, and then he ended up teaming up with Armstrong, and that's where their book spun out of. This book seemed to really play up like the religious cult aspect of him, and him kind of being, you know, this very naive character. But it just, after the whole run of Archer and Armstrong, it felt kind of off, or it felt like they were taking him back to the beginnings of that. But otherwise, it's still a fun book. I'm still on board for the other two issues. Omega Men, number one. So.
Go ahead.
I thought you were grunting about Omega Men.
I was.
Oh.
I'm in a quandary on it because I really liked the preview and the issue.
I liked it.
There was so much that was unclear because everybody was speaking in alien tongues.
That part I didn't like. That, I didn't like the constant like bouncing back and forth between it being translated and not being translated.
Yeah, that's where I'm just like, I don't quite understand what's going on.
I also felt like the preview, you had to read it. Like, in order to understand what happened, was happening before everybody came.
If you did not read the preview, this, I think it would make sense, but it wouldn't have the same.
Because you can't write it in a way. You can't write this front issue that this preview you had to read, because that's going to hurt it altogether.
I don't know if you had to read it, but I think if you read it without the preview, you may still enjoy it, but for completely different reasons than some of the preview.
My only problem was the book was way confusing for, like, as Colin was saying, with the languages going on. Then there was a bunch of chaos where everybody was coming in, and I didn't know who was who. And I didn't know who was a good guy, who was a bad guy. I didn't. And then at the end, the whole thing with Kyle Rayner, it was just like, I'm here. It's just
how,
like,
could he be there? He was decapitated.
And that's the other thing. So if you didn't read the preview, you don't really understand why he was just like, I'm alive, you know, because what did you have to do with anything? Like, why is Kyle Rayner here? There is not a good, not to say that it was bad, I'm saying it wasn't a good first issue, and I think
something that's so pivotal to the rest of the series shouldn't have occurred somewhere where it's an optional reading.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people pick it up for that first issue, and that might have been it. Like, that,
and that's
where it's just like,
well, and that's
where you could have had them, and you didn't
DC hurts themselves a little bit by not having those catch-up pages in the beginning, because even that, they could
have explained
this is what happened in the preview. Yeah. Check it out here if you want
to
see.
There was just a lot of things that could have been very confusing. It was confusing anyways, but it was going to be especially confusing for somebody.
The whole aspect of not knowing who is good, who is bad, and that confusion, I think that may have been intentional.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, but what I'm saying is just the main confusion of the book of, like, the language thing where we didn't know what was going on there. And then just people breaking in and going after people. It seemed like they were sending some force after the video of Kyle Rayner was on or posted or whatever, and they were going in to retrieve him or something, I guess. And then so they were going to take out the Omega Men, and I didn't think it was a very strong first issue, as the preview was very interesting.
The preview is very strong. Intriguing. The first issue may not have been as strong as the preview.
Yeah.
I said my only issue was just the language thing, how it kept going back and forth.
Yeah, I just found that very distracting.
Just because it went on too long. Like, after a
while,
you're
trying to decipher what they're actually saying. Yeah.
I think for a book that has potential, it might have sacrificed itself on that first issue.
But I think there's still enough, intrigue there to where...
It could be, yeah.
I mean, at least for me, I'm still interested to come back for issue two. Yeah. So I liked it.
I'm really not. Like, I was just judging it by kind of... Like, usually I judge things by an arc, but I just wasn't... Like, it's not bringing me back. Like, I wanted to try that first issue to see. After that preview, I was just like, I want to see what happened with that preview. And it got a little bit of it, but not enough. And I was just like, I'm probably done with that, but... It all depends. I mean, it could pick up, and that might have been more interesting. Yeah. I just didn't feel it.
Hater.
It's DC. I can hate on them.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. They do.
They screw up all the time. Twix.
And the last one, Wicked and Divine. Are you still reading that, sir?
You know what? I heard about the big ending, so I kind of flipped and just saw the end of it.
Yeah.
What the heck happened there?
Yes.
So I do need to read the rest of it.
This issue had some big twists. So we have, and I can't keep all our names straight.
Neither can I. And then when they gave that one character another name, I was like, oh, okay. And then, oh, crap. So that was.
So
yeah, first, I'm not trying to give anything away, but wow.
So we shouldn't spoil it.
No, go ahead.
All right. So the book starts off with you have Laura, who's been that human character's kind of companions to their falling around the different gods. And we're flipping between her and two of the other gods, where one is about to try to assassinate another one. And Laura's dwelling on the whole fact that she really thought that she was going to get, picked to be part of the Pantheon, but that reporter girl was picked instead. And she still, trying because she remembered that spark when she snapped her fingers, so she keeps snapping her fingers.
From Lucifer when she got her cigarette,
And all of a sudden when she goes through her house and goes out the back door, the keeper of those gods, what's her name?
I want to say Anemone, but that's not
something
it.
Like that. Yeah, she's not a... Not a sea creature, but...
Right, I know.
Close.
An enemy.
Anarchy or something.
Clownfish don't know about.
An anemone?
But she's out there, and they're talking about how, the girl felt stupid for thinking that she was going to get picked. And
they're all Greek gods, right?
I don't know. I
think so.
Because what's Hades, right?
It was Lucifer. I don't...
Oh, it's Lucifer, yeah.
I don't think Hades was there.
Because I read that first one, I knew a few of them on there, but I couldn't. Yeah.
But she's saying that she was stupid for thinking that she was going to be, picked. And then the older woman says that she feels silly for taking that long to find her. And then you find out she was picked to be part of the Pantheon, but there was a 13th god, not just the 12 that they originally thought. So she became Persephone? Is that who she...
Yeah, that's who she became.
So she became Persephone. And once she transformed into this god, the woman asked her to sing. And as she is singing and realizing her powers, the woman slaughtered her. So...
Moment of silence.
Yeah, so it's like this has been the main character through the entire book.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
That's odd.
They pulled a Southern Bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bastards.
So, I mean... Lots of twists.
Yeah.
Really hook now for next issue and see what the hell is going on.
They're going to be like, we killed off the main character. We're done. book over. That's what they're going to make a whole book where they're explaining it to you. They're breaking the news to you.
But it was good. It was. I enjoyed it. It was really good. And the last thing I'll just mention real quick. Judge Dredd. Was that last week?
I don't remember.
That's not usually
it wasn't on my list here, but I could have sworn I bought it last.
Maybe. Last I can't week. Remember.
Maybe it was from 2 weeks ago, and I just was
That's
getting
okay.
caught.
Okay. I think I have a couple books from 2 weeks ago I have on my list.
Oh, but Judge Dredd wrapped up at issue 30, and I didn't even realize it was the last issue.
Oh, that was it? Okay.
Yeah, it's done. But it lasted 30 issues.
They gave
and
me
it,
a letter
it wrapped up the story fine. Okay. Like, it was a natural ending, but I wasn't expecting it. But if you have been wanting a Judge Dredd book and hadn't been reading that, I would highly recommend going back in trades and reading this from issue 1 on, because from issue 1 to issue 30, the story has naturally flowed. I mean, they've had individual arcs, but it's really like things that happen in issue 1, you could see the through line all the way to the end of the series right now. It was way more enjoyable than I thought a Judge Dredd book was gonna be, especially, I'm not a big Dwayne what's his name? Swierczynski fan, but he's actually really good on this book, so just I would pick it up. Had a nice ending.
Cool.
That's it.
Okay.
You or
I'll talk about something. Right. No, because Adam just always nods on stuff. Okay, Boom came out with one called Broken World, and I just read it because it was a number one. I'm doing my best to read all the number ones. I really am. Not necessarily Marvel and DC. Those. I mean, I want to, but
yeah,
I'm trying to read
sure.
the off title stuff so I can talk about it.
Yeah.
So Broken World, basically, they have 48 hours before an asteroid is going to hit the Earth, and the government has decided they've created these space elevators to get the people off planet. And the government has chosen who gets to go. So, you know, criminals and things have to stay. And all the, you know, good people get to go. And you're following this one lady, and she starts off, she's getting this fake ID. Clearly there's something in her past, but they never explain yet what. And her husband is apparently somebody important in the government. And so they're going to get off world. And also this religious groups have created these suicide machines, so the people, you know, don't have to get blown up. They can kill themselves beforehand. And there's stuff in this. The main character is a professor at this college, and slowly the class has dwindled down as people have left. And the one girl's talking about her parents are from this religious group, and, you know, stop making fun of them and stuff. But so they're going to get on the thing. She gets pulled aside because her fake ID apparently didn't work. Husband and kid, you know, wait, stop, and they get taken onto the thing. She gets taken into this room. The people outside who also weren't allowed to go start rioting, and they have to go to try to deal with the rioters, and she attacks this one guy, like, just headbutts him, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, come here, I'm going to get you. Boom, the last spaceship takes off. And so the guard's all pissed off. This one preacher is preaching, and he just basically walks up and gut shoots him. He's just pissed because he didn't get off planet. And, you know, you see her going, oh my God, what am I going to do? You turn the page, you see the asteroid flying past the Earth, saying 2 hours after collision should have happened. And that's basically how it ends. So now you have an Earth where all the government and everybody important and stuff is now gone, and you just have the people who weren't allowed to go. Oh, one other thing, you saw that girl sitting crying in the living room with her both parents dead on the sofa. So just lots of little things like that. Very interesting. I don't know how long it's going to be, but yeah, it was definitely a neat
book.
What's
it called?
Broken World.
And was the publisher?
Boom. Yeah, so I like that.
Not Boom.
Airboy. Airboy came out last week.
Airbnb.
Airboy was an interesting book because it basically starts with James Robinson, the writer, sitting on the toilet, yelling into the cell phone that he hates Airboy, and it turns out he's talking to Eric Stevenson, the publisher of Image, and he's trying to convince him to do this Airboy book because it's a public domain character. I think they can really do something with it. He's like, well, what artist can I get? Okay, how about this guy? So the artist and they're meeting, and they're trying to figure out what to do, and they decide, well, let's go out to the bar. Okay, well, wait, let me get some drugs. So they're doing cocaine and everything. They meet this girl. They take the girl back to their hotel room or whatever, and there's a nice shot of them both having fun with the girl.
What kind of fun?
Yeah, what kind of
very graphic fun?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like drawing pictures.
Yeah. And then the next day,
yeah, it was very classy. It was like Titanic.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Robinson realizes that he was apparently he was confused that the cocaine was the wrong color, and it turns out it was heroin. that they'd been snorting, and it has both of them standing there naked, and you're seeing a lot of male nakedness drawn by the guy himself, so he's drawing himself. And it was
he
just really yes.
I was gonna say that just
and it was just you're sitting there reading this, going, "What the hell is
What's
this?" And
then, with Airboy?
On the very last panel, and the whole book is basically in black and white. It's more, it's like, see the color on the cover, the green. Yeah. That's the only color you have inside. It's black, white, and that color.
Yeah,
and, it's that book.
Yeah, and then on the very last page, there's Airboy standing in the, like, he came in through the window, and he's in full color. And you're just like, after you're done with it, you're like, what the hell was that? It was interesting, but it was just, okay.
That's so, the one you brought over that you said somebody wrote online that it has graphic material.
Yes,
on it,
yeah, somebody on my Messenger or Comics Pro thing said, just a warning that there's some mature content in it. And I said, that's an understatement, because, I mean, it was...
Yeah.
But good, but yeah. Groot number one. Nobody else read Groot number one? Oh,
I am Groot.
I'm Groot.
There's a lot of that.
I'm not Groot.
Basically, Groot and Rocket. Groot wants to go to Earth for some reason.
Wants to visit his friends in the Red.
How do you know?
Because you have Rocket there going, why do you want to go to Earth? You know, that kind of. That's how
it's
they
basically
do it.
Take Star Wars, but make Chewie the main character.
Yeah, pretty much. And. So their spaceship explodes on, like, the second page, and so they're having to get rides, and all these different things happen on each ship that they're on. It was a little cartoony drawn. Not that you want a realistic Groot, but sometimes it was a little overly cartoony. It was okay, but it was another one of those, why do we need this? And it's probably only going to last four issues as it is. Midnighter. Nobody talked about Midnighter number one. I thought Midnighter number
like
one was...
I didn't like the preview a whole lot.
Oh, okay. I thought the issue was great. Now, I've known Midnighter from Stormwatch and from The Authority. And basically, it's starting... Something happens, and you assume it's the Midnighter attacking this person to steal this stuff. And then it switches to Midnighter, basically on a date. Because one of Midnighter's big things is that he's gay. And he used to be with Apollo, who was basically the Superman analog, where he's the Batman analog, when these were Image comics. But, and now he's dating, and he's on a blind date with this
guy. Apollo the god?
Well, Apollo the character. I mean, he's called Apollo.
Well, because we've had Apollo the god recently in DC with Wonder Woman.
No, I think it's a different Apollo. Well, it's definitely a different
Apollo.
Was
that the Apollo guy whose skin was falling off? Oh, no, that was the guy with the bright yellow, bright fiery skin. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But, and then somebody attacks, and he basically, it goes through to show you exactly what he does and who he is. But it turns out that he kind of broke it off with Apollo because he doesn't feel he's a hero, where Apollo clearly is. He's like a sun god, basically. He's powered by the sun and all that. But just really good. And then at the end, it's really good.
Not Apollo.
But I don't think it is. I don't think it's the same. And then
he doesn't
matter. No, I'm not saying that. But then at the end, it turns out that he used to work for the person who was attacked.
Okay.
And is going to have to try to get back the stuff that was stolen. So that was good.
I heard it was excellent.
It was, yeah, it was good.
I reviewed it very highly.
It was good.
I didn't like Midnighter when he was in Grayson.
Okay. See, I think that's where part of the problem is for him, the internal struggle for him, going maybe he's not a hero because he's attacking Grayson and doing that kind of stuff, where he's a little more gray area type thing. But no, I thought it was really good. I really liked that. Then we have Extinction Agenda. Which I never read Extinction Agenda, so reading this one very much is like taking place after the events of Extinction Agenda. And it wasn't bad. It's just weird seeing these characters that you're familiar with, but not totally. Like there's Rain and Havoc and Richter and stuff living on Genosha, but they have a problem on Genosha. There's like a disease, and Jean Grey is their Baron. And they're trying to get help, but no one will help them.
Which Jean Grey?
Jean Grey. She's apparently alive in this battle world.
But it's not past future Jean Grey.
No, it's Jean Grey who was still alive in 1990, whenever this issue came out, or whenever that series came out. Okay. So they're trying to get help, because there is a mutant that can cure everybody. But they're afraid to let him come because he'll then get this disease. There's a chance, and Beast is there just saying the risk is too great. We're not going to Genosha because of that. And they basically, at the end, go to try to kidnap this person. And it turns out one of the right. It turns out that one of the characters is a little not what he appears to be. Dun, dun, dun. Years of Future Past is basically Days of Future Past in the future. You know, basically, right
so
there.
It's like concentration camps.
Yep, exactly. Yep, yep, exactly. So
that actually doesn't sound bad.
And one of the main characters is the daughter of Kitty Pryde and Colossus, and she was the last mutant that was born. And she was like the last, and the one right before her was Wolverine and somebody's kid. So in this one, they're trying to pass like a law where they'll repeal the mutant concentration camp law, but the president doesn't want them to. So they're staging a fight between mutants to show how dangerous they are so that people won't want to pass the law.
Okay.
Was Wolverine in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sandman 5, was that last week? Or was that two weeks ago?
2 weeks.
Okay,
weeks ago.
That was outstanding. The art in that book is fascinating. Just really, really good. It's Sandman going to talk to his mother to see if she can help.
After issue 3, I decided that I'm just going
to
wait.
Oh, I don't blame you. I know, I'm looking forward to reading it again all at once, but it's one of those, I want to get my little snippet, and I don't care if it doesn't make sense, because so good. But just, it definitely, you know, I don't care how long it's taking as long as it's this good.
Williams' art is phenomenal.
Oh, it was fantastic. And Sabrina 3, was that 2 weeks ago or was
that
last
week? That was 2 weeks ago,
okay.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Really, really, really good.
Now I see how you have such a big stack. You're padded with 2 weeks ago books.
Well, they're just books in my stack that I read.
And the crazy thing, we talked about Sabrina last week, but because he was paying attention to something else.
Yeah.
In his defense, he's always paying attention to something else.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It's certainly true.
There's a hockey
normally
game.
You have more
like
of
when
those
a customer comes
on.
In, what's up with that?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm here to make money.
Customer.
Since when?
Okay. So, Adam, do you have anything else?
Yeah, we talked about everything. So.
Renew your vows.
Oh, yeah. Renew your vows.
Yeah,
that
the
was
one that nobody else read.
I forgot it came out.
I feel
out
like you lie, Rook, and you're like, I don't got anything else.
I just give up.
Talk about not paying attention. He's not,
home.
What? I don't even know what you talked about. Yeah, whatever.
No, you can't get him to shut up when he...
Come yeah, you
shut
up.
But when he's on center stage, he's like, I'm good.
Oh, renew your vows. It wasn't bad. It's the only real issue I have with any of these is I don't really understand where they kind of
tie into the main event.
Fit in, yeah.
Yeah.
And with this book, they're just existing okay with the fact that, like, I like how everything, all these worlds exist normally with the fact knowing that Doom is, like, God and, you know, nothing, none of that changed anything. Like, these, you know, there's a world out there that's, like, it's the year 1602, you know, and there's a cowboy world, and nobody seems to, but it goes on, and basically in this, heroes are being killed. The Avengers have a meeting, and they try to go after this, what is the company called, Regent or something? Or I think that's what the company is called itself, but he becomes the bad guy is stealing powers.
The area is called the Regency, that was there.
Yeah, that was that section. And he's stealing powers, and he basically becomes the Baron at the end of the series, at the end of this book. So I guess it's going to continue, and that's where it'll all take place of how it ties on the Secret Wars. But all in all, like it was written fairly well. Is that the kid who was the kid that he has that Peter has? Is that the kid that they all thought Mary Jane was going to have, and then it didn't happen?
I don't know, because she did have a kid at the end of a while ago that Norman stole. That was a long time ago.
Normie?
Yeah.
Normie.
So, yeah, I don't know where these kids keep popping up all over the place, where he has, like, because it's not
I'll
May
explain
Day.
It to you later.
It's not, it's not May Day, and it's not,
right.
It's not the son from House of M, because he had a son named Ben. But there's always a kid that just shows up in Spider-Man.
It's random Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Kid.
So I don't know. But it, all in all...
shooting his web everywhere.
Title of the podcast. I don't, actually, no. We can't do that. As the, but it was worth picking up. Like, it was interesting.
I haven't read any of the Spider-Man books, but this this one being that it was written with Dance. I know it's I didn't read that many. Yeah. I know you're happy.
I read the Spider-Verse book.
Go!
A couple weeks ago. It wasn't bad.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one. I didn't pick that up. And then what's the other Spider-Man book?
Spider-Verse?
Nah, Spider-Verse. That. There's another one.
Another Secret book. Wars?
There's Spider-Man a Spider-Verse, book? Yeah.
You're the There's third person else. Now to say Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I know.
No.
No.
There's
another Spider-Man book. There? I don't remember what it is.
Oh, you're a jerk, by the way.
Why?
Your message.
I saw that. It was a picture of a Dalek. And on the shirt it said, "Oh look, it's R2-D2, that character from Star Trek." Or I loved him in Star Trek. I thought that's
right.
I sent it.
Well, R2-D2 was in Star Trek.
But it was a Dalek. It wasn't. Well, okay.
It all didn't work.
But it was just stupid.
It was being driven by Gandalf.
When I saw it, I'm like,
"He's a guy.
I'm a jerk because of that."
Right?
Okay, but that's all I'm a jerk for.
Teaches at Hogwarts. Yeah. There's another Spider-Man book. I just can't remember what it is. But that's what I read.
Okay, then.
That's it? Nothing else?
It's just that.
So what comes out next week, Colin?
Sure. Sorry.
What?
There's a flurry by the net.
You got something else to take your list? Are they
highlighted? No, I got it. Okay, we got Archie versus Predator number 3 for Dave.
No, that... I've read that too now.
Through the Archie whole podcast, Predator. It's been really sad that there's just this empty chair in
I know.
There.
We should have taken the chair away.
We should have talked to it the whole time.
So what do you think, Dave?
Not
we
nice.
All miss Dave.
Not nice. Okay, so Archie versus Predator. We got Armor Wars number 2. We got Black Canary. Bloodshot Reborn.
Nice. Spider Island. That's the book.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Deadpool Secret Wars, number 2.
Yeah.
Doomed, number 1. Dr. Fate, number 1. Empty Zone, number 1. That's one from Image. I'm not sure what that is. Fiction, number 1, which I believe is a Boom one, so we'll see what that is. Ghostbusters Get Real, new mini. Harley Quinn and Power Girl, number 1. Harrow County, number 1, second print. The only reason I point that out, number 2 came out today.
What was that?
Harrow County.
Okay.
Really, really good horror book. Colin Bunn, some Dark Horse.
What isn't Colin Bunn right
now? I agree.
He's like the Samuel L. Jackson 100%. Of...
He's the new Charles Soule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's trying to write every book on the shelves right now. We've got Ivar Time Walker, number 6.
Nice.
Justice League of America, number 1.
That's an expensive book, isn't it?
That's a $5.99, yes.
And there's like 7 or 8 covers?
Yeah.
Was it one for each?
Aquaman,
member?
Batman, Cyborg, Green Lantern, Superman, The Flash, Wonder Woman, and let's throw in a Joker variant while we can.
Why not?
Those covers, like, there's some fold out.
And the 1 in 100, I believe, is the fold out.
No, they all have some sort of fold out, and then that one has like the whole
shebang
fold out.
The what?
Shebang.
It's the shebang.
Shebang.
Return of the shebang.
No, baby. Okay, Mad Max Fury Road Furiosa number 1. Magneto 19 is a Secret Wars book. Martian Manhunter number 1. Minions number 1.
From Despicable Me.
Yes, wow. Sir. Ms. Marvel number 16 is suddenly now a Secret Wars tie-in. So it looks like they're kind of after the fact decided to end some of these, like Spider-Gwen. Old Man Logan. That one did well. I like that one. Prez number 1. I know Josh is excited.
I'm going to check it out.
Robin Son of Batman number 1. Runaways number 1. Run Love Kill number 3. Can't wait to see the cover.
You're just trying to get yourself in trouble, aren't you?
Nobody listens.
That's an opinion.
Yeah. Nobody
apparently
listens.
Somebody
That's
does listen.
The letter from the lawyer.
Secret Identities number 5. Secret 6 number 3. Finally. Southern Bastards number 9.
Nice.
Squadron Sinister number 1. That's a Secret Wars one. Superman Wonder Woman 18, which I'm guessing is the next part of Truth.
Yeah.
Thor's number 1. Oh, I didn't even see this one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Casey and April. And Wonder Woman 41. So.
There's some stuff coming out next
week.
Yep,
there's a lot of stuff coming out. There's a lot of stuff. But
and you know what? That's a podcast.
That is a podcast because I need to go home and watch a hockey game that they're still winning.
Well, you don't. It's not going to be that surprising.
They're penalty killing right now. That's why I'm panicking. But there's only 5 seconds left.
Let's wait.
Yeah. Okay, they killed him. Okay. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully I'll be a little more normal, or it'll be game seven and we won't be having a podcast.
A little more normal?
You know, but I'll be a little... I'm sorry. I know
it'll
I wasn't... I wasn't super attentive, but my attention was elsewhere. So we'll talk to you next week. Please don't sue me. See ya.
Your hands up like